James, who won her seat as public advocate with the help of the left-leaning Working Families Party, has made her campaign partly about opposition to President Trump and his policies. She says she'd continue numerous lawsuits, including one against the Trump Foundation, that are now being conducted by the current Attorney General Barbara Underwood. Underwood is serving as the replacement to former Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. He resigned in May after being accused of assaulting women that he dated. In an interview with public radio and television earlier this year, James said she's very familiar with using the courts for social change and to right wrongs, including working for tenants' rights and rights for women and disabled children.
Each and every day I wake up, I go to my office, I sue somebody, and then I go home.
James won the Democratic primary, where she had the backing of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Despite that, she says she'll be independent of Cuomo. She criticizes the governor for prematurely shutting down a Moreland Act commission on state corruption. She's called on the head of the State Ethics Commission, which is controlled by Cuomo, to resign, and she believes the commission should be altered. And she says if elected attorney general, she would seek new powers to pursue corruption cases in the governor's office and in the legislature.
I've been independent all of my life. Just by the nature of who I am, that suggests that I've been independent. The reality is that I've been counted out for a very long time, and people continue to underestimate me, and I continue to overperform by my sheer presence alone, and by the fact that I come from a faraway place called Brooklyn. I've been a fighter from day one. And the reality is that although the governor may have a strong personality, I think I've got an even stronger personality.
Republican Keith Woofford grew up in Buffalo, where his mother was a secretary and his father worked at the Chevy plant. He graduated from Harvard. He's now on leave from the international law firm Ropes & Gray, where he specializes in bankruptcy cases. Woofford says he's the true independent in the race because he's never held elected office and he has no political ties to anyone. He says he's better equipped to clean up corruption that's led to several former associates of Governor Cuomo going to prison for bribery and bid rigging.
The difference that I can make is I'm someone who's independent and from the outside. We have a corruption problem, and the cost of the corruption is killing us, absolutely, you know, running us into the ground. You know, we can't get a subway built in New York City without spending $2 billion a mile. You know, so people are sweating on the tracks, you know, because we can't get a subway built. You know, schools cost a fortune to build. You know, everything seems to have a side, you know, incentive that's being done in terms of bid rigging.
Woofford says he'd be less partisan and political in the job than his opponent. He says he would pursue some, but not all, of the lawsuits against President Trump and his administration. He says he would take legal action against Trump's Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, for including questions about citizenship in the new census questionnaire.
This Constitution doesn't say count citizens, so we don't even have to get into that issue. It says to count people. Anything you do to undermine the accuracy of the census is something we should stay away from.
And he says he'd look into reports published in the New York Times that said Trump and his family in the past cheated on their taxes. Woofford says he is a supporter of the president, even though he might not always agree with everything Trump does. And he says he'd be more business friendly. He says previous attorneys general, like Elliot Spitzer, focused too much on regulating Wall Street instead of making it easier for companies to create jobs. There are two other candidates in the race. Michael Sussman, a civil rights lawyer from Orange County, is running as a Green Party candidate, and Christopher Garvey of Long Island is running on the Libertarian line. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.